Good evening. This is William Harrison speaking for Alice Chalmers, makers of the world's finest machinery. We welcome you tonight to the fifth and last of a series of five concerts from Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the distinguished direction of Dr. Serge Koussevitzky. Tonight's concert is one of international significance and one of the most important music events in recent years. Dr. Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony Orchestra are presenting the new and long-awaited Symphony No. 9 by the Russian composer Dmitri Shostakovich. This will be the first American broadcast of the new work, the first broadcast, in fact, outside of Soviet Russia. Our program will also include the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky. Dmitri Shostakovich is today the most celebrated of living Russian composers, and the appearance of a new major work composed by him is an event of first magnitude in the music world. The Ninth Symphony, especially, has been eagerly awaited because of the unusual and worldwide success of his Seventh and Eighth Symphonies. It is with great pleasure, therefore, that Alice Chalmers brings you this first American broadcast of the new work. Shostakovich completed his symphony in August last year. It was first performed in Leningrad in November and was received with great acclaim. Shortly thereafter, Dr. Koussevitzky and the Boston Symphony Orchestra secured the rights for the first American performance. Fortunately, copies of the score were received in this country a few weeks ago, in time for performance here at the Berkshire Music Festival. The Ninth Symphony by Shostakovich departs radically from the general style of the composer's Seventh and Eighth Symphonies. Those works were massive in size and tragic in spirit, obviously inspired by the heroic defense of the composer's native country during the World War. It had been reported that Shostakovich was planning a trilogy of symphonies to commemorate the war and the final victory. It was supposed that Symphony No. 9, the third and last of the group, would be a victory symphony. However, Shostakovich changed his original plan, and he considers the new symphony a kind of interlude or bridge toward still another work. The new Ninth Symphony is not at all in the tragic mood of the two previous works. Instead, it is like a sparkling comedy. It is short, concise, light in texture, and full of the wit and humor that have marked many of the earlier works of Shostakovich. The composer is said to have completed the Ninth Symphony in a single month, indicating the remarkable speed at which he works. Shostakovich was living at the time at the country house of the Union of Soviet Composers, near the town of Yanovo. This is a retreat and rest home maintained for composers by the Soviet government. The symphony is in five short movements. The last three are played without pause. Now Alice Chalmers presents the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Serge Koussevitzky conducting, in the first American broadcast performance of the new Symphony No. 9 in E-flat minor by Dmitri Shostakovich.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Dr. Kusevitsky and the Boston Symphony Orchestra have just played the first two movements of the new Shostakovich Ninth Symphony. The concluding three movements will be played without pause.
Thank you.
That was the new Symphony No. 9 in E-flat minor by Dmitri Shostakovich, played by the Boston Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Serge Koussevitzky. It was the first American broadcast of the new work, and the performances here at the Berkshire Music Festival are the first outside of Soviet Russia. Berkshire Festival audience is receiving the new Shostakovich Symphony with thunderous applause. The symphony has been eagerly awaited all over the world ever since its premiere performance in Leningrad last November. Judging from the tremendous enthusiasm of our audience here tonight, the Ninth Symphony is even surpassing expectations. Alice Chalmers has taken special pleasure in bringing you this first American broadcast of the new Shostakovich Ninth Symphony because of the worldwide interest in new works by this noted Russian composer. When you drive into the country in the not-too-distant future and pass an outlying farmhouse, keep your eyes peeled. Near the top of the light pole that carries that farmer's electricity into his home, you may notice a gray cylindrical tank. That tank will resemble the crow's nest on a ship, and you won't remember seeing one before. You won't remember it because it will be new. It will be a rural voltage regulator, a new development now being perfected by Alice Chalmers, to bring new comfort and convenience to farms and farmers throughout America. Briefly, that box will assure the farmer of the same steady supply of electricity his city cousin now enjoys. Today, as you may know, the average farmer must be careful how he uses his house current. His wife's electric iron and his radio running at the same time could overload his power line, could draw enough current to dim the lights in their living room. For the same reason, the farmer might not risk running an electric icebox, vacuum sweeper, or kitchen pump all on the same current at the same time. But the day when the farmer, in effect, must ration his own electricity is coming to an end. And the Alice Chalmers Rural Voltage Regulator will help end it, will enable him to enjoy all the power he wants when and where he wants it. When it reaches production, this ingenious electrical device will join the ranks of the many other Alice Chalmers machines that contribute so much to all American good living. It will be one more achievement of the electrical engineering that today makes Alice Chalmers one of the big three in the manufacture of electric power equipment. Our concert of the Berkshire Music Festival at Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts, continues with a performance of the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky. In the year 1880, Tchaikovsky was asked to contribute to an unusual celebration in Moscow. A great cathedral was being consecrated the following year, and after the religious ceremonies, there was to be a vast public celebration. Tchaikovsky responded with what became one of his most popular works, the 1812 Overture. The composer took as his subject one of the most crucial and triumphant events in Russian history, the rout of Napoleon's army during the invasion of Russia in the year 1812. In form, Tchaikovsky's famous battle piece has something of the simplicity and the brutal force of a battle itself. It describes first the prayerful anxiety of the Russians in a melody derived from a Russian hymn. In the battle itself, the French forces seem at first to be triumphant as the theme of the Marseillaise rises above the din. But at the close, it's the Russians who gain the final victory, and the entire orchestra intones the old Russian national hymn. Tchaikovsky's plans for the original performance of the 1812 Overture were bold indeed and must have startled the music lovers of that day. Alice Chalmers now presents the Boston Symphony Orchestra, Serge Koussevitzky conducting, in the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
Today, the eyes of a hungry world are turned toward the United States. How big will our wheat crop be? How soon can that precious wheat be ground into flour? Fortunately, the answers are favorable. This year, prospects for a bumper American wheat crop are good. And once harvested, no time will be lost grinding it into flour. That's a statement Alice Chalmers is in a position to make. Because today, Alice Chalmers machinery processes more flour and cereal products than all other makes of machinery combined. Alice Chalmers' leadership in the flour milling field began in 1847, nearly 100 years ago. And it was confirmed recently by none other than the milling industry itself. Remember when President Truman appealed to our millers to make more flour from every bushel of wheat? Almost to a man, the milling industry turned to Alice Chalmers for help. Alice Chalmers sent engineers into the field, assigned others to work in their experimental laboratory, a pilot mill which is maintained in Milwaukee by Alice Chalmers to help millers solve just such production problems. Soon, millers were making more flour from the same amount of wheat. And when our coming crop is harvested, that Alice Chalmers engineering, the same Alice Chalmers engineering that contributes so much to your good living, again will play a vital part. It will help millers speed up production of the flour that may mean the difference between life and death for millions. Tonight marks the close of the season for the Boston Symphony Orchestra, and upon this occasion, Alice Chalmers would like to express its pleasure in bringing you these concerts of great music. To Dr. Kusevitsky and the members of the orchestra go our sincere thanks for their magnificent performances. This is William Harrison speaking for Alice Chalmers, whose engineering serves all industry and through industry every American. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
It's 6:30 at KECA, Los Angeles.